Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes through Easter Sunday. And make plans this week to attend our somber and very special Good Friday service at either First Hurst campus at 6:30 p.m. Then be with us to celebrate our risen Savior on Easter Sunday morning. The Norwood campus will get an early start at 8 a.m., with services also at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Thursday, April 2nd, Loosed by Jeff Burnett. Earlier this year, over the span of 5 weeks, I conducted the funerals for five dear friends. Dr. Barry Aldridge was my personal physician for many years. Ted Simmons, with his wife Donna, taught and mentored Jana and me in our church's college and career department in the mid-1970s. Edna Stevens, with her husband James and baby Melinda, joined First Baptist Hurst in 1960, a few years after my family arrived. Judy Down taught my sisters in Sunday school. Her husband Bub taught me on Sunday mornings when I was in grade school and was my football coach in junior high. Years later, it was a dream Judy had when Bub was on the pastor search team that served as the catalyst for me being recommended as pastor at First Baptist Hurst 35 years ago. Patsy Campbell, with her husband Bill, taught preschoolers in our church for 52 years, including caring for me and Patsy, even changing my diapers when I was a baby in the church nursery. My total years of relationships and friendships with these five individuals comprised over 285 years. They impacted, influenced, and enriched my life. I miss them. We miss them. As those of us on this side of glory continue to sorrow at their passing, nevertheless, we celebrate that they have been loosed from the things that hamper and hinder us, things that limit us in this life, things from which we long to be freed. The word loosed appears in Acts 2:24, from which Pastor Jason will preach this Sunday. It reads, God raised him, that is Jesus. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. The Greek word translated to loose, which is sometimes rendered release, free, or destroy, appears 42 times in the New Testament. Its use spans the full range of God's redemptive work. For example, this word is used in Revelation 1:5, where it speaks of freeing us from sin. Luke 13:16 describes being freed from sickness by Jesus' power. 1 John 3:8 details how Jesus destroyed the work of Satan. Ephesians 2:14 expresses that in Christ barriers are broken down and there is no longer separation. Oh, and can you imagine how sorrow was turned to celebration in John 11 when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead? And then he commanded to unbind, untie, or loosen the grave clothes that bound him. Similarly, for every believer in Christ, there is coming a day at either his return or the moment we step through death's door when we will be finally loosed from Satan's attacks. Sin will be no more. Sickness will not exist. Separation and sorrow will be things of the past. Like Lazarus' grave clothes, these will all be stripped away. In anticipation of when we will be freed from all of life's limitations, we now can sing with the saints who are gathered in glory, including Barry, Ted, Edna, Judy, and Patsy. And with them we can sing, I know a name that can empty out a grave. I know a name, it's the only name that saves. I have a king with dominion over death. He holds the keys in his holy nail-scarred hands. Where, O death, is now your sting? And where, O grave, your victory? Risen and reigning in power, worthy of glory forever. By this name, Jesus, we will be loosed. And this is the celebration of Easter.
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.